Y 7009. So to start, you want to hit your favorite buzzer for me?
Yeah.
Yeah? Alright, so first thing we're going to do is our alphabet. So, I want you to say the letter and what is on the picture.
A, apple. B, boy. Cookies. C. Duck D. Elephant D.
You're great at this.
F. Fish.
Yeah.
Guitar G. House H. Ice I. Juice J. Key K. Leaf L. Monkey M. N nose. Orange O. Plate P. Quack Q. R red. S spider. Table.
Yes.
Umbrella. Vacuum V. Watch W. X-ray X. Yogurt Y. Zebra Z.
Great job. All right, click another button for me. Because you were just amazing with your alphabet. All right, so next thing we're going to do is...
They're kind of in order.
Numbers.
So. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Oh.
What's that? Why did it turn into 20?
Well, what's this one?
20, 25, oh yeah, 30.
Yeah, now you know it.
40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 200.
Ooh,
300. Oh, 500, 1,000, 10,000, 1,000.
Yes. Now, what about this one? You know your addition?
Yeah. 16. Great. Every 9 plus anything is that, but just minus and a 10. Just minus 1. That is minus 1, and there's a 10 added, so that has to be 16.
You are good at math.
I know. I'm really good.
Do you love math?
Yeah.
All right. So it's my what favorite. About this one? What is it?
18.
All right. What about this one?
6 times 3, 18. All right.
What about this one?
Kind of bad at dividing, but I think I know that. 12 plus 12 plus 24, so 9, 3, just 3 threes, and 4 threes, 7, 7 threes, right?
Ooh, you are really good at math. All right, put another buzzer for me. So you are doing an amazing job right now. Next thing I want you to do, I'm going to show
a ship.
Yes. So if I have one ship now, there's two.
Two, there's three.
Yeah, but if I have, so starting off, I'll say one ship.
Two ship, of course.
This one we would say two ships.
Uh-huh.
So what so. About...
One.
This thing is called a skack. Can you say skack?
One skack.
So if we got one skack, now we have two.
Two skacks.
Yes. What about this one we call a dup? Can you say dup?
Dup.
Yeah. So one dup.
Two dups.
Amazing.
One shoe, two shoes.
You already know. This one is called a brib.
One brib, two brib. Zuh.
Now what about a snack?
One snack, two snacks.
Yes. Now,
one feather.
This funny thing we call a mip. Can you say mip?
One mip, two mips.
Amazing. This one we call a foo. So if you got one foo.
One foo, two foos.
Great job. Now this one.
One cup, two cups. We went in pottery class, by the way. We made some amazing My first one I made was literally a mug.
Really?
Yeah.
How big was it?
It was about this big with a handle.
You use it? Did you take it home?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm jealous.
I took a lot home.
What else did you make?
Everyone that we did. Well, Mom made her favorite one and she broke it. The first day we got them.
That happens to the best of us.
I know. One crib, two cribs.
Great job. Now, what
one metal.
This we call a yak. Can you say yak?
One yak, two yaks.
Great job. What about a pate?
One pate, two pates.
Now, how about
one slide, two slides.
One
thing that looks like it belongs in the court room.
This is a bell.
One bell, two bells.
Yep.
One purse, two purses.
And this one, we're going to call it a bag today.
Oh, bag, two bags.
Great job.
I know at the end there's going to be a moose or a deer.
So?
One deer, two deer.
Well, we got to get them.
One rock, two rocks.
Great job. You're flying through these.
One.
This one we call a smide.
One smide, two smides.
Mm-hmm.
One
lights.
Lamp, light. One
light,
two lights. One dog toy.
This we call a yag.
One yag, two yags.
Mm-hmm. And
one,
this is a kel.
One kel, two kels.
Great job. And then you're back to the beginning. Great job. You did so well with that.
Yay.
All right, hit another buzzer for me. Nice. Now, the next thing I want you to do is I'm going to show you some pictures. And I want you to tell me as much about the picture as you can. Like everything you can to make it go on as much as you can see. What about this one?
The fish is dead.
Okay.
There is a lion in the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And why are there lily pads underwater?
Hmm. Why? What do you think?
Because it's not floating. it's like somehow not, it doesn't have that much weight to weigh itself. It's too fat. It's sinking.
Mm-hmm. What else do you see in the picture?
Why? I don't know. Is this a Venus flytrap or is that just a plant?
Ooh, it could be. What do you think?
Why is there a mushroom underwater?
Maybe. Well, I don't know. What do you think?
No, no. Lily pads all underwater. Do these fish have the exact same amount of lines? Yeah, that one has 9. This one has 10 lines on their things.
Great eyes.
That's very odd. And I didn't really see anything else, except that lily pad is literally like that. Okay.
Do you see anything else? Mm-hmm. Anything weird about this picture?
That one has 8, that one has 7. Those lines.
Oh,
lines.
Okay. Why do you think this kid is in a boat with a lion?
Because he wants to get eaten.
Sure.
He wants to get eaten.
How about we hit the buttons once we get through these pictures? Okay. You said he wants to be eaten? Did you get in the boat with a lion?
No.
Why not?
Because it's a cat.
You don't like cats?
I love cats.
Well, you see anything else in this picture you want to tell me about?
No.
Alright, then how about tell me everything you can about... Oops, that one. How about this picture?
How'd that kid get real goggles from an actual flight team?
How'd you get real goggles from an actual flight?
Mm-hmm. From an airplane?
What's going on in here? Let me see.
Can't see anything weird.
What about up here? Like, what do you see up here?
A paper airplane. Mm-hmm. A plane.
And then, tell me about him. What's he doing?
Flying.
Yeah?
A little.
A little?
He's not really flying. He's just stacked on pillows.
And where is he?
Let's see this sock. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
There's what?
There's 13 lines up here, 10 up here.
Oh, okay. Have you ever flown in a plane?
No, not really.
No, not really.
I don't really remember because of quarantine.
Oh, okay. Do you want to fly in a plane?
Yeah. I love them.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. Well, do you see anything else in this picture?
No. I see nothing. But I see nothing.
Okay, then how about in this picture? This one's pretty crazy. What about in this one?
Why is there a mouse? Where is there mice? Why is there mice? Why is there a squid? Why are these potions connected to each other? This is a weird holder. I don't know why. Why is she carrying a light bulb?
What do you think? Where are they?
In a lab, obviously.
What are they doing?
Searching for atoms.
Atoms?
To split and destroy the world.
Why do you think there's an octopus there? Do you usually see an octopus in a lab?
Her side cook, maybe.
How about when we get done with these, maybe then you can touch the button, okay?
It's literally gone.
We'll come back to it, I promise. Okay.
Let's see what, how long this is going to take. Why are there books on the floor?
How do you think?
I don't know, because all their cabinets are filled with stuff.
What do you think she's doing?
Carrying a light bulb to fix a light?
Okay.
Well, it's completely light.
It is.
In the picture.
Mm-hmm.
To throw it at that mouse?
Maybe. This is kind of a packed lab. Have you ever been have you ever done science before?
No.
What do you even know? Science?
Yeah. I see that this is bigger now through the magnifying glass.
Mm-hmm.
I see that is coronavirus.
Okay.
That is definitely DNA.
Okay.
Of an octopus.
Of an octopus.
Maybe.
Do you like your science class?
Yeah.
What do you
Hello, Mr. Rat. How to see things better. I see there is nothing on her notebook. Why are you carrying it around? Why? I didn't see anything else. Why is she taping a board? Why can't you just like nail it in? You're weird. Weird. All right, next one.
You're done with this one? All right, now how about... Oh, well, actually, you made it through that, so go ahead and click another buzzer. Hit them all. Yep. Nice.
So, I picked them all.
This time, do you like to read?
Kind of.
Can I have you read something for me? We can just do a passage if you'd like. The top one?
Yeah. Tess was sitting around the house one sunny afternoon. She wanted to go play tennis, so she asked her mother if she could go to the park. You can go, but take your brother. I need to watch him for me, said her mother.
You did amazing. Great job.
Yeah, I can't read. It's too long.
Can you read one more for me?
Okay, I see the word Xbox.
Okay.
Tess groaned. She always had to take her brother along. She didn't want to take him because he slowed her down. Tess was 8 years old and Ty was only 5. I'm 7.
No.
Ty never wanted to go to the park, so Tess had to convince him it would be fun. Tess really wanted to go, so she went to the back room where Ty was playing Superman on the Xbox. Ty, let's go to the park. She sang. No way, said Ty.
You flew through that one. Great job. So anyway, how about this one?
You're making me go through it all, but
yeah, if you want to, you're just such a great reader.
Tess knew. This would happen, so she had a plan. Fine. As Tess turned to leave the room, she dropped a bright yellow tennis ball on the floor. It rolled right past Ty's feet. Ty paused his game and picked up the ball. Where did you get this? He asked. I earned it, said Tess. Ty bounced the ball on the floor. It was really loud. He did it again and again and again until his mother came and said, take that ball back outside. It's too loud in here. Here, Ty, give me the ball back. I'm taking it to the park. Ty shook his head no. He ran to the door with the ball in his hand to put his shoes on. Tess smiled. She felt very clever for tricking her brother into going to the park.
Can I do another one for me?
No, I don't want to. It's too long. It takes too long.
But you're an amazing reader.
If I don't, will I not get the rock candy? If I don't, I won't get it.
How about we just do this one and then we can move on to the next one?
JC loves to cheer. She has a loud voice. She knows all the words to cheers. JC wants to try out for the cheer team at school. There's one problem. To be a good cheerleader, she also must be a good dancer. JC is not the best dancer. JC is scared to try out for the cheer team. She needs to practice her dances. JC practices with her friends. She practices with her Wii. When it is time to try out the team, JC is ready to dance. She is not scared. She has practiced all the moves. She is excited to cheer.
Thank you so much. I gotta give you a high five for that one. Thank you so much for reading for me today. Oh, put another buzzer for me. There we go. All right. Now, next I'm
going to... Are we doing all of these?
We've got two more things I want to go through with you.
Okay.
But you're doing an amazing job.
Okay.
You are so smart and I love it. This time, I'm going to show you some pictures and there's of people doing things, and I want you to tell me what they're doing and how you do it. Step by step guide, okay?
Okay.
What's this person doing?
Brushing his teeth.
How do you brush your teeth?
I usually put the water on and then put the toothpaste on.
And then what do you do?
He's washing his hands.
Well, okay. Then
I wash my hands. First I get them rinsed with water, then I put the soap on, then I rinse the soap off.
How often do you wash your hands?
What?
How often do you wash your hands?
Oh, a lot.
A lot? Okay. Then how about this one? What's this person doing?
Tying his shoes.
Do you know how to tie your shoes?
Not really. I forgot.
Sorry,
okay. I forgot.
That's okay. What about this person?
He's pouring a cereal.
Do you eat cereal?
Yeah.
How do you pour your bowl of cereal in the morning?
I don't really.
No?
Not a lot. I usually put the thing in first and then the milk.
Okay.
The cereal and then in the milk.
What's your favorite cereal?
Lucky Charms.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I mean, it is marshmallows with cereal.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
Yeah. It's just too hard to not be addicted to it.
I guess. How about this person? What are they doing?
Putting his shirt on.
And in the morning, when you get out of bed, you're going to school, you're going to hang out.
No. I don't go to school. I go to home school, but now I don't. It's summer break for me.
Oh, right. It's summer break for you. So when you wake up in the morning, you're deciding what you're going to do for the day. What order do you put on your clothes?
Sometimes I just go in the morning shirtless, mostly.
Okay.
I take Homer outside, our dog. He's beautiful. He's so fluffy. Mom, can you find a picture while we're doing something? Okay, find a picture of Homer.
What kind of dog is Homer?
Homer is surprisingly a white golden retriever.
Oh my gosh.
It's rare.
How big is Homer?
He is ginormous. He is 2 and he's already as big as like a 12-year-old dog.
Is he bigger than you?
No, but as soon as he stands up, he is. So he is bigger than me. He's a big white fluff ball. He's so cute. He's so nice.
Aww. Do you hang out with Homer a lot?
Yeah, he's really cute. Aww. Really cute.
All right, so tell me about this picture.
Making cupcakes, we never do that, only for celebrations.
What kind of celebrations?
What do I do?
Yeah, like what celebrations do you make cupcakes for?
Birthdays, sometimes. Do you know we got an Oculus Quest, the non-wireless VR helmets?
Really?
It's not even wires. It doesn't have wires on it. It's an Oculus Quest, and it's amazing.
What
it's so good.
What do you play on that?
Beat Saber.
You play Beat Saber?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what's your favorite song?
I don't know, just the normal Beat Saber that they made. I like that. The first one I really like, it's easy. I mean, my friend Viv plays it and has an Oculus Quest 2. We both have Oculus Quest 2s too.
Oh, okay.
And she is a beast at Beat Saber. It's amazing. And do you know that they're actually multiplayer, the Oculus Quests are?
I did not know that.
They are multiplayer.
So you get to play together?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. How long have you had that?
What?
How long have you had it?
I've had it since Christmas.
You got it for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
That's an awesome gift.
I also got a, what was it again? Didn't I get that giant box that I thought was an Xbox inside? I forget.
Sounds like you got some pretty great presents.
But I know I got a giant thing. I can't remember what it is. It's called something. I keep on saying ukulele, but no. No. Karaoke. Yeah, I got a karaoke the same Christmas.
Yeah, Nanny got that for you, didn't she?
Wow. What songs do you like to sing with your karaoke machine?
I never have tried it.
Oh, you haven't tried it?
I'm not a good singer at all.
Really?
No.
I feel like you're an amazing singer.
I'm not. I'm horrible.
Do you like singing though?
No.
No? Okay.
I'm more with I'm about to go to break dance class thing. Yeah. So I'll more be liking dancing than singing.
What's your break dance class like?
I'm not there yet.
Oh, you're going to do it. Are you excited?
Yeah, there was also this fair. We went to the city last time. There was this fair. There was a giant camo bounce house with wrecking balls. And you got to knock each other with the wrecking balls. Mm-hmm. It was like the best bounce house Mom has ever seen. She's 41. She lived in the old times. And now she's in modern times.
Thanks, bud.
When she was a kid.
So, how old are you? You're 7?
Mm-hmm.
Are you living in the modern times now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not old times.
I gotta ask, how old do you think I am?
Probably, like, 38.
You are so close. I'm 21.
So that means that...
But am I from the olden times?
That you're more than half than of... age of Mom. Mom, mm-hmm. If you just had another 20, you would be as old as Mom. Mom's 41.
So we're from the olden times, right? Okay. Well, Mr. Modern Times, can you do me a favor and tell me what this person in this picture is doing?
What's the half of 5?
Hmm?
What's the half of 5? I'm just asking you the question. I know... even like decimals. So the half of 5 is 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
This is painting.
Yeah. Do you like to paint?
Don't do it a lot.
But do you like to do it? We're gonna hit those all with this one. Trust me. As soon as we finish these, we can hit them all we want. Mm-hmm. Once we get through each of these, we can hit them.
Okay.
So what kind of stuff do you like to paint?
Stuff.
Just stuff?
Yeah, normal. Like, outside.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Well, what can you tell me about what this person is doing?
Driving.
Driving?
He's not really driving. He's just being a passenger sitting around.
And what do you do when you're a passenger in the car?
I buckle.
Buckle? How do you buckle your seatbelt?
You just strap it.
Strap it? And then what sound does it make when it goes in?
Click.
Yep, there we go.
And when Homer ever puffs, he actually puffs and then he clicks before he puffs. He like puffs, and then a little tiny click. If you can hear it, it's so cute.
Aww.
Mom, are you getting that picture?
I'm excited to see Homer.
He is so cute. He's more cuter than you think.
Sure.
This is him after the river, and...
Where's the river?
Yeah, tell her about the river.
We live by the river. We live on the river, and we have a house. It's 2 floors long, well, technically 3 because of basement.
Mm-hmm.
And it is pretty good. I love it. It's kind of like a sky house. It has like a deck.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Does Homer like to run?
You can hear me if you want. Does Homer like to run in the river? He loves doing it. A lot.
He gets out of the river.
He gets a bath usually.
Gets a bath.
We have an outdoor shower. That's how much we need to give him a bath, like every day.
Does Homer ever get a little?
We're just building the desk. What?
Does Homer ever get a little stinky after the river?
He is always stinky.
Yeah, what do you smell like?
His brother is also, but his brother is Jake. They love to fight,
mm-hmm.
mostly about like chews and all that dog stuff. My papa keeps on feeding them unhealthy like chews. And he used to actually be feeding, we had 3 other dogs that passed away, but, and he used to literally take them to McDonald's. That was so bad responsibility. Taking dogs to McDonald's, feeding them McDonald's, like fries, like giving them full on fry containers. That's bad. It's Duke, Huck, and Otis. They're passed away now. It's all, but they lived until they're like 15. And one of them were really smart. Duke was really smart. He literally like bring deer corpse out of the ground. He dug them up.
Wow.
That's how smart he is. And he can bite wasps out of the air, but sadly he passed away. And literally he was so smart that when Huck ran away, he actually went with him. Because he needed to protect him. And that was really good. I think that Huck would have been dead if Duke wasn't there for him.
Yeah, they looked out for each other.
Yeah, and somehow they survived without food, or maybe deer corpse.
Ooh.
Maybe a deer corpse they ate. Probably. But he's driving.
Okay.
This is so cute though.
What is this person doing?
Feeding a teddy bear. I never normally don't really do stuff but beat up teddy bears.
Oh, why?
Like I throw them. I don't know, because I like raging sometimes. Look.
What kind of stuffed animals do you have?
Some bears and a bunch of squishmallows.
I love squishmallows. What squishmallows?
They're actually down in the gift shop if you want
a new
one.
Which one? We're gonna hit those soon. Trust me, we're so close. I know you wanna hit them, but we're so close.
I know, they're
what
so good.
What are the names of your squishmallows?
We have Pinky, we have Reddy. Berry special. There was only one at the grocery, so it had to be like something special. Then press the button. It sounds like a computer play. Have you ever talked to something on your computer called Cleverbot? It learns whatever you say to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're actually helping us today, because we're trying to teach robots how to get better at listening to people.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why you're helping us out. So, we're gonna move on to this picture. What is going on here?
A Halloween costume?
What are they wearing?
A clown combined with a witch combined with a glasses
mm-hmm.
and a bow tie and a wand and a dress, a skirt. It's so weird.
Why do you think they're all dressed up?
Halloween.
Do you like Halloween?
Halloween's my favorite.
Okay, what are your favorite costumes for Halloween?
Once I used a wizard costume. Once I used the devil costume, the saddle was so cool. It wasn't really a costume. We really got like devil. We all like kind of made it myself. I had red pants, a red shirt, some fake devil horns to put up there, and a trident that we bought at a Halloween store. And Mom was the same, but she was like a distorted devil, kind of.
Okay.
So we were both devils.
Well, do you know what you're going to be for Halloween this year?
No. Hopefully this.
Ooh, that
maybe.
Would be cool.
Nah. It's too mix of something.
Okay. How about this picture?
They're playing.
Playing on what?
A slide.
Do you ever roll up, slide down a slide?
I've been down the slide.
Where do you go to slide down a slide?
Sometimes I climb up the slide.
Mm-hmm.
On, especially that tube slide in the left. And my nanny lives right next to me. Like
that
we're,
sounds...
She's like a half a mile away from us.
That's awesome.
Just up a hill. And they installed a new TV. We have horrible internet, by the way. We have 3 gigabytes, and Nana has 1.5 gigabytes. So we're half of their internet. Mm-hmm. We're better than their internet. Kinda. And we're getting 200 gigabyte internet. Starlink solar panels.
Oh, that's gonna be awesome.
I wish we could get one of those fiber cords. And Subaru actually has 300. They have fiber cords. There's micro. Don't know how they work.
You want to tell me what's going on in this picture?
Playing soccer.
You play soccer?
I went into soccer class. Ooh. I also went into basketball class.
Which one?
Rat basketball went out today. Okay. And Kosai, this is playing blocks blue. Yes, that is correct. They're definitely playing blocks, spelling blue.
Did you ever play with blocks?
Not really that much.
What do you play normally? What do you want to play?
And also, this is Sunday, and we have like something that's called a Sunday Fun Day, where we go out each day to a fun trip. And last time we were planning to go to the Children's Museum another, and it was closed for renovation, and we went an hour away.
Oof.
But it turned out even better. We went into the city, and we had so much fun. Cicadas were buzzing, and we have zero cicadas, by the way.
Really?
Zero. Ooh. No cicadas, we see zero.
Do you like the cicadas?
Kinda cute, kinda derpy.
What do you mean?
I mean, they are pretty much one of the dumbest bugs.
What makes you say that?
They literally just fly onto your face. I'll close my eyes and see which button after we're done with this.
Okay. We're so swinging. Close. You're doing an amazing job.
They're swinging.
Do you like the swing?
Yeah. It's my favorite thing to do at the playground.
Who do you like the swing with?
What do you like the swing on? I have a plank swing, by the way, at home.
Oh, that must be so fun.
And we just upgraded our deck. It used to have a whole entire board missing. Ooh. And me and my mom and papa fixed it. By the way, my papa works on cars, and he's really good at making stuff, like constructing on fixing stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, he's working on making a hot rod, and he's almost done. He got a whole entire green car, and he's turning it into a hot rod.
That's so cool. Are you excited?
And we found a baby mask in the back of one of his cars that he was working on. So if you see anyone walking around in a car in Columbus with a baby mask on, it's probably us. And we're also getting crocodile RC because we live right by the river. Mm-hmm. Like literally the river is like feet away from our house. Sharing?
Yeah.
Well, you're not really supposed to share things like that. It kind of gives germs. That's bad.
Do you share anything with anyone?
Yeah. Whenever they ask if they want to, I'm not gonna just say, hey, do you want this? Because, you know, only if they want to share. I respond, but if they're not saying anything, I don't request.
Oh, this is the last picture for this section. What is this person
putting
doing?
His shoes on?
Putting his shoes on?
Or sitting. Probably sitting and thinking. Or is he in Cub Scouts saluting? They told us if you have a hat on, you gotta salute, like put your hand on the tip of your hat. So he's probably in Cub Scouts.
Okay.
You probably never thought about that. I used to be in Cub Scouts. My mom thought that it was a good idea for me to learn survival, but it really was just talking about like God and natural disasters. I want to learn about real survival, so Mom went to a survival class, I didn't though, for 2 days in the weekend. And I went to my Nana's for that 2 days, and she learned so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So much.
What kind of stuff?
How to eat like normal non-poisonous plants. Like honeysuckle.
Ooh.
You can drink from honeysuckle.
Cool.
Especially out in the country where we live.
Mm-hmm.
We live in the country where there's a lot of nature, honeysuckle, and a lot of fleabane sometimes.
Mm.
A lot of fleabane.
Well, we finished this section.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means? Hit it some buzzers.
And now I'm going to guess which one.
What a beautiful orchestra. I love it. Now, we're going to start this one, and then when we're done with that, you can hit it for the final time. It's going to be so awesome. Ready to start the next one?
Mm-hmm.
All right. For this section, I'm going to show you some pretty crazy pictures. And I want you to just
guess.
Tell me what you see. See what's going on in this picture. What can you see?
If someone cuts his oxygen tank, there is a 100% chance dead.
Why is that?
Why is he carrying a notebook?
Well, where is he?
In space. That seems to be weird planets that match with his notebook.
Mm.
Why are there two Earths? Why are there two Saturns?
I don't know.
Why are there many of these weird things? I don't know. I guess the planets have multiplied.
Hmm. Would you ever go into space?
I actually want to grow up to be a space scientist.
Really?
Yeah.
What made you want to do that? That is so cool.
To see if there's actually isn't infinite space.
Hmm.
Which I know there can't be an end to space. There has to be an end to space.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be an end to everything.
That is so cool. You're going to be an awesome scientist.
Yeah. And why do persons still believe that Earth is flat when astronauts have went out? That's so dumb. Because they've seen videos, they've seen photos of like circled Earth, but they probably think it's like Photoshop. Which is probably the worst thing to do while you're in space. Is Photoshop something.
Yeah. Can you tell me what's going on in this picture?
He is working on the birdhouse. And the birds seem to be excited. And why is his dog the size of him? And why is the birdhouse bigger than him? He must be like the size of an atom. And his dog must be the size of an atom too.
Mm-hmm.
And those birds must be the size of like an atom of an atom. And that must be like DNA of an atom. And that must be an atom. Atom, atom, atom.
Mm-hmm.
Atom, atom. DNA of atom, DNA of atom.
I see what you're saying.
Mm.
Can you tell me about this picture?
Playing music.
What are they playing?
Drums. guitar. Well, not guitar, ukulele.
Violin. Nice. Do you know how to play an instrument?
I know how to play piano. I have one at home.
That's so cool. How long have you been playing piano?
And I don't understand how music notes even work.
Oh. I showed you this one. What's going on here?
A king frog and a cup. And then a cup. That's really all to say here.
Why do you think the frog's in a cup?
I guess it's its home.
Yeah.
And that frog looks very cute.
Aww. What do you think the
froggy
frog did to be a king?
He ate another frog.
Ooh.
I mean, that's probably why he's the size of a cup. And do you know that we saw a toad at Nana's that was this big, pretty much?
Really?
Yeah, it was so big.
It's almost as big as his face.
I know. It was like round. Like literally, it was that chunky. It was round.
Did you touch it?
No.
If you touched it, what do you think it would feel like?
Slime.
Ooh.
But I would definitely touch this frog.
Yeah.
But if it ate another frog, I wouldn't, because it'd probably bite my finger off.
That could be true.
I mean, if a frog ate another frog, it's probably bound to be eating the earth soon. Or the one dwarf star we have, Pluto.
Can you tell me about this picture?
Cutting up cheese, making a sandwich with a giraffe.
Have you ever seen a giraffe?
At a zoo I have.
What else have you seen at the zoo?
Safina, Sophie, or Sophina, what was it? So, the hippo, or whatever.
Fiona?
Yeah, Fiona's so cute. It's so cute. And right when we stepped in the line and saw her, she pooped in the water. Diarrhea.
Oh.
Is that how Fiona shows off? Mm. Poops in water.
How big was Fiona?
About the size of you and that computer combined.
Really?
And she actually weighs 1,700 pounds. That's so big.
I know.
And that's too tall of a sandwich to make. That's like a double, two sandwiches combined. So four sandwiches combined. Two club sandwiches combined. That would be four toothpicks, I think. No, two toothpicks.
You think that's too much?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, let's count them.
Four.
One, two, three, four.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's four. That's two club sandwiches combined. King llama with a party hat on.
Mm-hmm.
With a bunch of gold and some candy, and it looks like it's about to get married.
Ooh, okay.
It has a ring. A chocolate bar, some probably chocolate coins, maybe.
Okay.
Diamond. Maybe he's getting married to two persons. Who knows? A necklace. Maybe that's a present. And what else can we see here? The goat is weird.
What do you
think? It has a party hat on. one.
What do you think makes it, you said a king, what do you think makes it a king?
It has a giant vault and it has a throne. Mm. Hello. Hello.
How about this picture?
A bear selling potatoes for 75 cents a pound.
Would you buy potatoes from a bear?
If it's 75 cents for a pound, I would.
Yeah, that's not bad, is it?
But if it's like a dollar for like a whole, just one potato, I would probably run away because it might have snapped my face off, but I would take the risk for 75 cents a pound.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah. Isn't a pound like three potatoes or four?
A pound is a few potatoes. I think it's more than that.
So like five potatoes for 75 cents? It's a good deal.
You know a lot about your deals.
Is that the end?
Yeah, let me show you this one. What's going on here?
A pig in a bathtub. A pig. It is taking a bath. And why is a rubber ducky out of the pool? That is the number one rule. Always have a ducky in your pool.
How do you think put the pig in a bathtub?
Its owner probably like got all in mud. Mm. Probably face planted into mud. I'm trying to get it close to. And why is there soap out of a bathtub? Why is it spilling everywhere? Clean that up. And it looks like he is the size of the ocean. The Titanic sinking.
Oh, I see.
The ducky and the soap are very big too.
Yeah. And what about this one?
The last one. A teacher going into his room with an apple.
Yeah.
And a book. Mm-hmm. And a pencil. Mm-hmm. And glasses. And it looks like it's a girl somehow.
Okay.
Weird. It looks like a
boy. What about this picture?
Brushing your teeth with a line isn't the best idea.
Why not?
It will probably be a 100% guarantee if you want to brush a lion's teeth. If it doesn't want to, it will snap your face off. And you better not tie a thing to the back of its tail. It might bite your face off.
Mm-hmm. Did you see a tiger at the zoo too?
Not really. And if you wear bunny slippers, if that lion sees them, your feet will be its feast. What are you going to do to save yourself, my dude? That's probably 100% go 100 miles back.
Good advice.
Is this the end?
We're almost done. We've got one more, and then we can hit some buzzers. What is going on here?
Eating ice cream with a pigeon, with a tent umbrella.
Where do you think she is?
At the beach.
Ooh, do you like the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you do at the beach?
Oh, maybe a puffin.
Ooh, a puffin. What do you like to do at the beach?
Build sand castles.
Ooh, I love those.
I try to. At least.
Mm-hmm.
Or dig a giant hole and jump in it.
Yeah.
I would like to do that once in my life, but it's just too hot. Yeah.
Do you like to swim?
Yeah, I love swimming.
Ooh.
my favorite.
And
we're completely done.
Go ahead and hit some buzzers for me, dude.